Boker Tov, Tiskul Shanim Rabot. We're back after Pesach, Kaitz Bari, continuing with some Kohelet. Ariel, if
we were
very good. Tov. So over here, Shlomo HaMelech was talking about Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and I was continuing on this topic. Tetzayin, Chet Tetzayin. Kasher Natati Et Libi Ladat Chochma. When I paid attention and tried to understand knowledge, V'Lirot Et Ha'Inyan Asher Na'asa Al Ha'aretz, to understand what goes on in the world. Ki Gam Bayom Uvalayla Shena Be'Einav Einenu Ro'eh. Which means during the day and night, he doesn't see any sleep. So he says over here, what's this a reference to? He says, Rashi HaKadosh, that it's a reference to the Rasha. Over here, the Rasha. Obviously, you know, even people who have, you know, all sorts of pursuits or whatever, so they usually get tired. Over here, he's talking about the Rasha. He's trying to understand what motivates the Rasha, and his Ta'avot, and his evil pursuits give him no rest neither during the day nor during the night, and he's constantly chasing his desires, and therefore says, at least we have to, what are we learning from the Rasha? Look at his motivation. See how much when he wants something, he stops at nothing to get it. He doesn't even sleep. He's on the night shift. Yudzayin. Vira'iti et kol ma'aseh ha'elohim ki lo yuchal ha'adam limtzo et ha'maaseh asher na'asa tachat ha'shamesh. Everything a person, everything Hashem does, yet the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over the power to people to be able to do these things, a person will never be able to understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as we try to make sense of it, you know, we can try to attribute certain logical explanations for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, but at the end of the day, says Shlomo HaMelech, as much as you try to, you know, this is the famous question that he's dealing with right now, is why are the tzaddikim sometimes not matzliach and rishaim, ooh, matzlichim gdolim. So why is that? You'll never really be able to understand why Hashem does these things. B'shel asher ya'amol ha'adam levakesh v'lo yimtza, v'gam im yomar echacham lada'at, lo yuchal limtzo. He says a lot of people, and this is one of the problems that people are bothered with the most. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is, the Gemara explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Di'ayni na derechecha," teach me your ways. What was he referring to? This question. Why is it Tzadik Varalo Rasha Vatovlo? And even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't really understand the depth of it. So when other people try to understand it, you know, take it easy. It's not going to be. So at the end of the day, just because you see Rishayim being Matzliach doesn't give you a free pass to say, oh, everything else is, you know, doesn't make any sense. No, there's an answer. You can't understand. One of, you know, part of Emunah Bitachon, I always heard from my Rebbeim, Emunah Bitachon starts where logic ends. Because if everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was logical, then there would be no, there's no test, there's no nisayon to have Emunah Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does faith mean? Faith means that you believe in something even though there's no logical explanation behind it. So the nisayon of going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'eshu b'mayim exists only when you can't make logical sense of it in your mind. That's the way it works.
And then you can make sense of some of it, and using that, you're able to trust in the rest. Is that?
Vaday. But even when you trust in the rest, can you logically explain how it's working? You know, it's very, very difficult for some people. And this, unfortunately, turns a lot of people off because they don't have the emunah u'bitachon necessary to keep on walking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when they see tzaddikim suffering so much, when they see good people suffering, and rishaim who do kol avonot sheba Torah, and they're really matzliach in their ways, it really hurts a lot of people and turns them off. And that, you know, it's a big test. It is a big test, but a person has to have enough foundations of emunah bitachon to know that, like we spoke about last time, you know, there's micro and macro. If you're an art person, you go to the art museum, and you stand really up close to the painting and say, ooh, wow, shame out. Any art expert will tell you, I don't know, move back. You're not supposed to look at the painting locally, you know, the micro. Move back, look at the whole thing. In this world, we are pinned up against the wall, against the, you know, the tiniest part of the art, of the artwork. Kadosh Baruch Hu, this world is La Hashem Ha'aretz Mura, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shtabach Shemo, Bara Et Kol Ha'olamot Kulam. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is a, you know, divine reason for everything that He does, and everything is interconnected. You think we're the only Bria here? Kadosh Baruch Hu runs Olamot Ha'aretz Mura, the entire universe belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's interwoven and interconnected. You think that little pea brains like us are able to understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does? No, sometimes a person says, and if a person doesn't, you know, they teach you in academia, especially by college, you know, what are the professors teaching all the time? You have to understand everything. You have to understand, and logical, and you have to understand. And if you don't understand it, it's wrong. It's such a shallow, narrow-minded understanding of how the world works. Why? Because if you don't understand it, so it's wrong. It's tipshut. The Torah is on the opposite extreme. I used to, in yeshiva, when we were learning, so sometimes somebody would pose a question to the yeshiva, alav shalom to Rishmo Birnbaum, and the person would say, Tosfos is shver, which means in Yiddish, Tosfos is difficult to understand. The yeshiva would say, im kol hakavod, you'd say, stop. Before we continue, you're shver. He says, nu b'shver. He says, our minds are too small to comprehend the words of Gdolev Kedoshe Ba'aleh Tosafot. So, oh no, Tosafot. That's how we're mechunach, right? The chinuch that we get is, I have to understand everything, and if I don't understand, it's wrong, and the problem is there. Why is the problem there? The problem's with us. We're narrow-minded, we're human beings, Zachar Yaakov. Our minds are very, very limited to what we can understand. You're trying to understand Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His grand scheme of things. You got to back off a little bit and understand that we don't understand. When we make peace, that we're not able to understand everything, and that's okay. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, this past week's parasha, Vayishma Moshe, Vayitav Beinav, says Rashi HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu Hoda Velo Bosh Lomar Lo Shamati. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he didn't hear something, when he didn't know Ma'amal, that was the greatness of a person is measured when he realizes his limitations. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is saying over here also. So, עוד אחד. כי את כל זה נתתי אל ליבי ולבור את כל זה. I paid attention to all of this and I tried to make sense, right? לבור is to לברר, to clarify all of this. אשר הצדיקים והחכמים ועבדיהם ביד האלוהים. The righteous, the wise, and their servants, who's that? That's the, you know, that's the, those that help them are in the hands of God. Gam ahava, gam sina, en yodei adam akol lifnehim. Which means, over here, a person sometimes, he doesn't know, you know, there are certain things that cause us to be, we're always beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are certain things, certain actions that human beings do, that causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to hate at least those actions that are being done. Yeah, we know David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, "Halo misanecha Adonai esnau bitkomecha et kota." Those who you hate, Hashem, I hate. What do you mean Hashem hates? Hashem, you know, Hashem hates those who are oseresha. Not always does a person know which of his actions are beloved by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and which of his actions cause a Kadosh Baruch Hu to hate them. So it's, you know, it's a very, very, a person has to walk, and we read this in Pirkei Avot. Yeah, ולפני מי אתה עתיד ליתן דין וחשבון. Every action that a person takes in this world, you have to do with that scale. What would Hashem say about this? What would Hashem say about that? What would Hashem say? And it's kind of tedious to do that about every action, but that's how a person lives like that. That is the epitome of Yirat Shamayim. What would Hashem say now? If a person walks, if a person acts in life as if every step he takes, Hashem is right next to him. If you had the Gedol HaDor next to you, every step you took, we would act in a totally, totally different way. Outside, inside, b'chadrei chadarim. Now, that's the Gedol HaDor. Can you imagine Melech Malchei Melechim? Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Melech Ol Aretz Kivodo. But sometimes the Yetzer Hara, his job is to mask the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To have us forget that Hashem is Melech La'aretz Kivodu. And because of that, that's how Chataim come about. And we're all human. And that's, you know, that's the result of all sin. To skew those lines, Hashem is right here. Hashem is everywhere. And guess what? We can't see Hashem, but we see His Ma'asei Adav. Everything that we do is a direct result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'asei B'Reshit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world go round. Everything is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Yetzer Ra is a master disguiser. He you know, paints a very, very, you know, the invisibility cloak. So he makes everything else, Ma'asei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invisible, so that we make those mistakes and we fall. That's what he's talking about. So, נעצור פה, ונקטיני תמר וזאת השם. כל טוב, יום טוב.